As a staunch public school advocate, it pains me to say vouchers can work. But our Governor Bobby Jindal and State Superintendent John White prepared to give parents the information and transparency required for high levels of parental choice? Also, will state officials hold all schools that receive public funds accountable? Give parents real choices. The state should first poll families to see where they prefer to send their children. The RSD recently developed a centralized enrollment system for public schools. We could easily adapt the technology to get a listing of preferences that includes public and private schools. The amount of the voucher should not simply be a function of the per-pupil expenditure. It should also be determined by the options families seek. Typical voucher programs only expand the options of what's affordable and available, not what families actually desire. Families also deserve report cards on the performance of eligible private and parochial schools. Academic performance is often shrouded in the parochial and private sector. Still, public schools take standardized exams, of which the state can rank and grade to provide the requisite information for parents to make educated choices. In addition, Louisiana must always monitor the academic performance of students who take vouchers. If a student performs at a reasonably lower mark at a voucher-receiving school than the average public school student, then that school should not be allowed to take more vouchers. These actions contribute to a fuller concept of choice. Still, private and parochial schools don't have to accept vouchers, for good reason. Families send their children to religiously affiliated schools to receive an explicitly religious education. Families expect students to learn the tenets of a particular faith, as well as a religious perspective on the world. Thus, faith-based school parents want their children to be held to a standard set forth by religion. ACT, LEAP, and end-of-year exams are tertiary to values and tenets of faith that students must constantly demonstrate in faith-based schools. In this regard, Louisiana has no authority to issue accountability standards. Nevertheless, we arrived to this new phase of reform mainly because students were not learning how to read, write, and compute proficiently enough to enable them to participate and contribute to a functioning democracy. The state must be accountable for taxpayer money, and schools that receive those funds should be held to the same academic standards. Voucher advocates decry that using accountability structures built for a public system amounts to setting public schools as the high bar. Transparency and accountability are not just a public standard. It's required for educated decision-making and trust. Lord knows we need schools to help families instill character. Faith-based schools can certainly aid in this regard. But let's not forget that we have to demand that those who receive vouchers must be able to read and understand the First Amendment concerning the separation of church and state.